Vayter in Shas. We are in Kiddushin. Daf Mem Dal Pigenabah Mem Gimel Beis. Towards the middle of the page, next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had mentioned that a father can marry off his daughter while she is still a Naira, and for sure a Katana, but now we say the following. Eish HaMakadosh is Bita, he can marry off his daughter. Tinana, we have a Mishnah throwback to Gittin. Naira Milrasa, when you deal with a Naira, that's between 12 and 12 and a half. And Rashi says, "Who had in the katana of a hide the pligi ben naira lo dicha kochad Rabbi Yehuda is coming to show you the koch of Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to see that a naira who husband well wants to divorce her, but they just did erusin step one, but they didn't do full on nisuin. He ve'avim mekabel nizgita, it can be either one of them, either her or her father can be mekabel the get." Says Rashi, "What's going on over here? Well, oh he, oh her via, either her or her father can be mekayim the mekabel. Why? Shari gedoli, she's a gedola. V'yishliyat, she has a hand. V'amatoy, the Torah says, v'nasan biyada. V'avia shetor zichta lo mekabel kiddusha. And their father, since he gave him the schus to go and mekabel the kiddusha, and v'iske shitzila. V'ay, we make hekesh of going out to coming in. V'dafka naira of a katana via v'lohi. When it comes to a katana, a girl under 12, only he can accept and not her. V'dafka mina erisin. We're talking about only in a case when there was erisin done, not when nisuin. Aval mina nisuin, he v'lohi, only the father and not, I'm sorry, only her and not the father. D'minishini says, once she gets full and married, in lavir shuspa, she's totally out of her father's jurisdiction. So now the Mishnah says in Gittin, a naira rasa, and now the guy decides he wants to divorce her when she's just in the state of Erison, either her father, she or her father can be cabal the get. Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, nothing doing. Ain shteya daim zochos keechad. You can't have two hands that acquire the same at the same time. So Rashi says, beguf echad. Ella, via mekabel's gita, only the father can do it, and she is not able to go and receive the get. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It goes on the Mishnah and says, v'chol she'en yichol lishmer's gita. If someone's not able to be shomer the get, then ein yecholus gari, she's not able to get divorced, meaning no one's allowed to accept it for her. Says Rashi, afilu al yidei avi, even through the father, the hashoite, she's considered shot. Tavam Rav Yitzchak, v'sholcha mi beisa, mi shemishalcha ve'ein chozeres. Someone you send away and doesn't come back. Yatzazu shemishalcha. She comes back. So stop straight up, and this girl, she can't. No one can accept it. So we see there's a machlokus now between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says that the father or the daughter can go out and accept it if she's a naira, 12 years old. And Rabbi Yehuda says, sorry, you can't have a double whammy over here. Only the father can go out and accept it. That's what Rashi meant before when he said to show you the koach of Rabbi Yehuda, that even if she's already 12 years old, she still can't accept it. Now we're going to see two different ways to understand the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Yish Lakas, kemachlokas a gerishin, just like they have a machlokas when it comes to the idea of get, about who can go and accept it, kach machlokas a kedushin, so too the same machlokas when it comes to kedushin, meaning the Tanakam says that both a Naira and her father can accept kedushin without the other one, says Rashi, megerishin nishma the kedushin, the rabbanan, im kitsha atzma mikudashas. Rabbi Yehuda ain't a mikudashas, it's not going to work. That's a machlokas by kiddushin as well. Rabbi Yehuda says nothing doing over here, only the father. And Tanakam would say both of them have the ability of doing it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that is the way that Reish Lakish understands it. Got that clear? The machlokas is in both places, by gittin and by kiddushin, and therefore that according to Tanakama, in both cases, it could be the girl or the father. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the father can do it in both situations. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, no, machlokas agershin. The machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is only by gittin. Then that's where they say the way that Rabbi Tanakam says either one can accept it. And Rabbi Yehuda says only the father. Aval kiddushin, when it comes to kiddushin, divrei akol aviyavohi. And even the Tanakama would agree that only the father can do it, and she is not able to accept it. Now, the way that Rav Yochanan is learning it, we have to try to understand now a little bit what's going on over here. Why does he make a chilek between divorce, between gerushin and kiddushin? That's where they would say that a naira is able to go and accept a get, but she's not able to accept her kiddushin. What is pshat? What is pshat of Yochanan according to the Rabbanan? According to the Rabbanan. Rabbanan mean the Tanakama. Gerishim, when it comes to the idea of divorce, to machneses atzma l'shus avia, that she's going into her father's reshus. Rashi explains that bekabelas gita L'rishus avia aminan da avia nami nicha leisha to kabel hiva havigita. So he's okay with such a thing. She can go and accept it also. Bein hi bein avia, either one. Kiddushin, though, when she's doing kiddushin, de mafkas atzma rishus avia. She's now removing herself from her father's rishus. If she accepts it, then avia v'lohi, only the father can do it, and she's not able to do that. So that's why the way Rav Yochanan has explained the Tanakhama is that when it comes to Gittin, since she is coming into her father's Rishus, we're good. But when she's going out, then she wouldn't be able to do that. But now the Gemara says, really, is that true? But we know by Maimer, the Mefkas Atzim Rishus Avia, what is Maimer? I'm glad you asked. Maimer is that if a woman is married to a man, and then the man dies, now she has falls to Yibam, that if there's a bunch of brothers and one of them goes and gives her money, then now Midrabanan, they are married. Midaraisa Napa, you know, you have to do Bia in order to be Koneser, but as a Yavama, but at least it does, does enough that it stops her from being able to be with anybody else. Now, Maimer is Mafkas Atzma Rishus Avia. It takes her out of her father's Rishus. Rashi says, Kidusha Yavim Biavimto, Korean Maimer, that's what it's called. Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, beep, turn the page, Mem Dalet. Gitana Mina Erison, if she's a Gitana who becomes a Almana after Erison has happened, Rashi says, Gitana, she shomeris Yavim Mina Erison, the dying Rishus Avia Alea. Calls Manch Lucia, as long as she hasn't gotten married, the Rishus of her father still on her. Ain't no simba Maimer, Elamidas Avia. She's not able to do Maimer unless she has the father's consent of doing such a thing. That's a katana. Vanaira, Baby Das Asma being Avia, whether it's with her father's das or without her father's das. Says Rashi, Alma, what do we see? Hechidim of Kas Asma Rishus Av. Even in the case where she's removing herself from her father's Rishus, Kaimi, Nami Rabban B'Mosayu. We see they're able to do such a thing. So don't tell me the reason why the Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Chachamim, the reason why you're able to go ahead and accept it by that she has the right to do it by Gittin, because she's going to her father's Rishus by Kiddushin, where she's going out of her father's Rishus, she's not able to do such a thing. Can't say that's a chiluk, because we see that there was a time when there could be Kiddushin and still go out of the father's Rishus, and she's able to do it without him. Ella Iyitmar Hachiyitmar. If you want to understand what's pshat in the Chachamim, it's as follows. I'm Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina. My time to Rav Yochanan, Alibi to Rabbanan. What's the pshat the way Rav Yochanan explains the Rabbanan, that the Machlokes is only by Gittin, by Kiddushin, that everyone agrees that she can't accept it? Says the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddushin de Midaita. Since Kiddushin is something which is Midaita, you need a woman's das to do it. Rashi to be in das amakne. It's got to be the one who's giving over. Avia v'lohi, it's the father and not her. Says Rashi, Shatora zichta lo. It's gave over the schos to do such a thing. I'll finish Rashi in a minute. Gershin de Baal Karcha, but Gershin, which goes against her will, bein avia. That is whether through her or through her father. Says Rashi, Aval Gershin, Sheishna Baal Karcha, bein hi bein avia, de ma lono ledaito, ki mekaba le ihu, nami al karchehu. Either way, it's against the will, so therefore it doesn't matter who goes and accepts it. But when it comes to Kiddushin, that's not the case. You need the das maknen. In this case, it's going to be the father, so only he accepts it. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Hare Maimer, because we know Maimer is Demidaita, is with her consent. And in Imkol Zeh, what do we say? Vgatani bein hi bein avia. It could be either the father or her that are able to go and accept it. According to the way you're explaining it, though, it should be just he has the ability of doing it, just the father, because it has to be done by Das. Says Gemara, no. Hasam, that's a unique case that's different. Why? Hasam, but Maimer de Baal Karcha. We're dealing with Maimer, which is Baal Karcha, against her will. What does that mean? Virebihi. So the fact that the Nara can accept it doesn't go against the way the Chachamim explained, because it's Baal Karcha, and this goes according to the Shita of Rebbe. Rashi says, the Amr Maimer Tofis Biavama Baal Karcha. That is that if you have a bunch of brothers waiting, one goes and does it, it goes against the will. Imzark la kesef amalah hariyatim kudeshesli, it works against her will. Detanya, for we learned in a brisa, haosa, keep in mind this brisa, because we're going to come back to it. Haose may biyavimto shalomi daita, someone who does it without her das, meaning against her will. Rebbe omer kana, Rebbe says it works. V'chachamim omer lo kana, chachamim say, no, it does not work. My time out of the Rebbe, what's the plan of Rebbe? It says it works because Gamar mi bia di yavama. He learns out from bia of yibam. Rashi says the bia di yavama kanya le bakarcha works against the world. Then afkal mi the Yibma per kama diavamas. He's able to be koner against her will the Yib, with Yibam. Ma bia diavama balkarcha, just like that's balkarcha. Av hachanami balkarcha, this too is balkarcha, because it's enacting a relationship of Yibam, this concept of Maimer, and therefore it can be done balkarcha. The Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? That argue it, the Chum said, lokan, it doesn't work against her will. Savri alfinim kiddushin, we compare Maimer to kiddushin. Ma kiddushin amidaita, this is a kiddushin amidaita, av hacha, Nami midaita here too has to be done midas with her das. But my kumifki, what exactly is our machlokas over here? What's the underlying pshat over here between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? And for the Gemara, Rebbe says mile diyavama miyavama havalilameyav. Things have to do with yibum, and Maimer is enacting a yibum aspect over here. So therefore, we should learn how things have to do with yibum. Rabbanan Savri, they say no kiddushin mikiddushin havalilameyav. If you're doing a type of act which is a kiddushin type of act, because Maimer is a Kiddushin type of shtickle over here, so therefore we should learn from Kiddushin, therefore it has to be Midas. Okie dokie. Besides the Gemara, V'alchi nami mistabra, kiddiko mitari tzabi yochan, this also makes sense, look at V'yochan, it says, Rashi says, D'hota ketani gabi Maimer, bein hi, bein avia, whether through her or through her father, b'maimer al karchokar, we're dealing with him against her will. Abba b'shar Kiddushin, with other Kiddushin, avia v'lohi, only the father can do it and not her, that's like Rav Yochan is saying. Why? Midikatani Seifa, because the Seifa of that Brisa talks about a Naira getting married through Maimer, says, Masha ain't came be Kiddushin, which is not the case when it comes to Kiddushin. Meaning when it says that the Naira or the father can accept Maimer, that doesn't apply to the regular case of Kiddushin. The Brisa is therefore Mimashma, that only the father is able to accept Kiddushin of a regular Naira. And this works nicely with Rav Yochanan's Pshat, if everyone understands, the Chachamim, in fact, the Gemara, Ella Nema Tehavi Teyufta de Rish Lakish. This should be a knockoff of Rish Lakish then. Rish Lakish, well, we started the day with Rish Lakish, right? Machlokas Rish Lakish of Yochanan. Rish Lakish says that the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, will allow a Naira herself to accept Kiddushin. The Brisa seems to be saying that only the father can do such a thing. And if I kind of, is that a sucker punch straight through Rish Lakish, knocks him out? A 1-2, a KO, a southpaw, bam! I'm the Rish Lakish, see you back. No. Hamani, who's that Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda. That Braisa is going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar ein shtei yadayim zochos ka'achas. Remember, we saw the original Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, they're only coming to explain the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rish Lakish says that not everybody agrees that a Naira can go and accept her own kiddushin. Only the Tanakhama, only the Chachamim allowed to do this. Rabbi Yehuda is not able to do it. So if that's the story over here, then the Braisa is not a really Kashmir Shlokas, because you could just say, no problem, it's going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going in the world of the Chacham. But the Chachamim, well, they themselves, they're not spoken in the Braisa over here, but they would say that both the father and the Nair are able to go accept Kiddushin. Says Gemara, E Rabbi Yehuda, if you really want to say that this whole Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, Ma She'ein Kein B'Kiddushin, Ma She'ein Kein B'Gerushin Mibayli. Why does it say a Lushin, which is not the case when it comes to Kiddushin? But it shouldn't say what's not the case when it comes to Kiddushin. It should have said which is not the case when it comes to Gerushin. We said that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that only the father accepts it by Gittin, and only the father accepts it by Kiddushin also. So it should have said, Masha ain't came by Gerushin mi bayli. That's what it should have said. It's true, it could have said that, and it would have been great. I did a Tani Maimer, the dummy, the Kiddushin. This is a shtickle, I did the Tani Tani. It could have said such a thing. I did the Tani Maimer, the dummy, the Kiddushin. Once we brought the din of Maimer, which is compared to Kiddushin, a regular Kiddushin, Tananami Masha in Kambi Kiddushin, so it taught also that which is not by Kiddushin. But you could have said the other one also. So what comes out of here is that according to Rish Lakish, that Rabbi Huda says, both the father and the Naira can accept Maimer, but when it comes to divorce or Kiddushin, then only the Tata. Rabbi Huda Maishta Maimer. So why? Why by Maimer? If by Gittin and Kiddushin only the father can do it, then why by Maimer do we let even the girl come and do it? Says Rashi, my time in Maimer came into Begerishin Polig, this Nayu Balkarcho, Maishna Maimer Demodiba. Why is he masking over here? Says Gemara, Holu Zukuka Vel Medes. Rashi says, Afikach Tofis Ba, called who? Because she's already now bound to him. When the Yavam, when the brother dies, now she's like, she's attached to him. And therefore, that makes sense. But when it comes to divorcing Kiddushin, that's changing the status entirely from married to not married, or not married to married. But over here, this is like they're already connected. This is just finishing it off, so we allow that to happen. So Reish Lakish, he doesn't get knocked with this. It's a nice try. Now, okay, says the Gemara, Hasha da'asis lahachi, now that we explain it like this, of Yochanan nami lo tikshi lach meikara. Rav Yochanan, the way he explained the Rabbanon, that the difference between Gittin and Kiddushin is by saying, well, Tanakam is Rabbanon, right? Is by saying that, oh, when it's going into the father's jurisdiction, so then she could accept it, but when going out, then she can't. And then we said, well, what do you mean? But what about Maimer? So now that we explained how we explained thus far, we say, Shiny Maimer holds the Kuk of Almedes. That's the particular case that the husband, that she's already Zukuk, she's bound to this husband she's going to marry. And a regular Kiddushin doesn't have that, so don't try to bring me a raya from there, and we can go back to the original answer that we had. Now, let's just hold Kub and get back on the map, because, you know, a lot of information over here. I'm just taking it right back to the very beginning of this discussion, right? It says, a man can marry off his daughter, and we said, I'm reading it back in Amud Beis of Mem Gimel Beis. Tanan Hosam Naira Hamurasa Hiv Avia Mekablan Es Gita. El Naira Murasa, father, or she herself or her father, can go out and accept the get. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't have both of them doing such a thing. Rather, the father can be makabel the get. V'kol she'en yichol lishmor eskita, we said. Now, Reish Lakish said that the machlokas is legerishin, and so too, this machlokas is by kiddushin as well. But not only do we say that only the fault that the Tanakama, meaning the Rabbanan, is going to say, Nayim Murasa, she and her father can go out and receive kiddushin, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not able to do by Kiddushin. That is Reish Lakish's opinion. And now we're going to come and ask a kasha on that from the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Ish Mekadosh is Bito, Kishi Naira Bo Ubishlucho. You marry when she's a daughter, when she's a Naira through himself or with the Shliach. Bo Ubishlucho in, what does that imply? Through himself or through his Shliach, Bo Ubishlucho lo. But through herself or through her own shliach or her messenger, not. This is Rashi Alma, Naira Sheish La'av, Lo Mekadsha Atzma, V'kasaka Daitak Tivra Kolhi, that she's not able to be Mekadsha, and that seems to be like straight up, everyone agrees. And that would be like Rebbe's, like Rav Yochanan says, to you have to do Reish Lakish, this knocks off Reish Lakish. Because according to Reish Lakish, the Tanakam would say, the Chacham said, that the Naira is allowed to accept her own Kiddusha. What are you doing now, Reish Lakish? Some of the Reish Lakish is back. No, Han Nam Reb Yehuda. Relax, that's all in the world of Reb Yehuda. The Chachamim, though, they say, we're not discussing their opinion now, but they say that Naira can accept her own Kiddusha. Umi Matzis Mukmila Reb Yehuda? Really? You want to say that our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda? Vokatani Seifa, but it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah, I mean, the second statement over there, normally, Shiskachali, but tomorrow, Zoo, this is a mission which we didn't see yet. When you say for means like the next part, which is coming up on Duff Mem Vav. That normally, someone says to a woman, Shiskachali, but tomorrow, Zoo, marry me with this date. How cute. They're getting married on a date. Get it? Says the Gemara, Shiskachali, but Zoo. Or he says, marry me with this. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy holds up a date and he says, marry me with this date. And then he picks up another date and gives her and says, marry me with this one. You can't have it starfa, so putting them two together, but rather each one has to be independently, the whichever one is given to has to be worth a Shavapruta. V'amrinan. And we said, Mantana, Skachi, Skachi. Who is the Tana that holds a Skachi? A Skachi is considered like two different marriages, two different things, and that you'd have to have a Shavapruta with each date if you want. V'amar Rabbi Rabba Rishimini. Rabbi says to Rabbi Shimon, Damar Achi Omer Shavua Lechol Echad Be'echad. This is talking about a case where in Maseches Shavuos, if somebody goes, you have five people come against the guy and say, hey, we left something by you, owe it to us. And the guy says back, he swears, he didn't know, hey, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Later, he goes and he says, you know what? It's true. He was lying when he said that. And he says that all five of them that came against him, Itaka does owe them. Now, the law is, the rule is that if somebody lies when he goes and takes a shvua, he has to bring a carbon asham. And, of course, he has to pay back what he owes and the whole kanas. In this case, how many carbon ashams does he have to bring? Five or only one? So if Shimon says that he has to bring only one, unless he says, I swear to each one of them. If he said, I swear to each, then it's like he's saying five different things. Everyone's going to be chayav for five different ideas over here. So now in our Gemara, Rabbah is showing that our Mishnah Biur in Kiddushin is like Rav Shimon's halacha when it comes to Shavuos. So only the fact when he says Iskachi, does it make the two separate things? And just like the case of when a person says, I swear, each seven times. So he's saying Rav Shimon must be the Tana in Kiddushin and the one in Shavuos. And then we're saying, so if that's the one, he was the one over there, so he's this one here as well. Therefore, we're saying it's Taka, not Rabbi Yehuda. V'chite makula Rabbi Yehuda. And it says the Gemara, well, maybe we could say that the entire Mishnah, the beginning and the end, is Rabbi Yehuda. Ubiprat savar la Rav Shimon. In reference to this particular idea, he holds like Rav Shimon. Is that really true? Do we say that he agrees with Rav Shimon? But time on the Brisa Zach Cloud. This is the rule. This is talking about, again, back to the case where somebody goes ahead and he says against five people the claim and with one Shavua. Kalal, if he included all of his denying in one statement, Rashi says, then what's going to be the din? First of the Gemara. Eino chayv el achas is only going to be chayv one. Rashi is a b'shvus mefarish ezu klal shabim meir prato. The point is that if he's klal eino chayv el achas parat, if he does it in the case where he specifies each one of them, chayv kol achas v'achas is chayv for each one of them. Divi Rabbi Meir, as I gazakt, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, on review, that comes in, he says, Shavua lolecha, lolecha, lolecha. He says each one, then chav kolachas vachas, chav to each one of them, because each one is its own, considered like its own statement. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, lolecha, 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 velolecha, Shavua. If he says, I don't know, you, or you, and not you, that, lolecha, and he says, and this Shavua, I swear, chav kolachas vachas, chav for each one of them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Shimon Omer, Leolam Eino Chayev Ad Sheyomer Shavua LeKol Echad VeEchad. He's not going to be Chayev until he says a Shavua for each and every one of them. So what do you want to say over here? You want to say that Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Shimon over here? It seems to be very clear over here. We have two different shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So clearly they're not agreeing one with the other. Ella Kula Rabbi Shimon. Rather, we're going to say that everything is Rabbi Shimon. And when it comes to shlichus, when it comes to the idea of a shaliach, then Rabbi Shimon is going to be maskim to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, the avia velohi, that only the father can get it, but not her. Story time, how do we get to the bottom line of this? Like Rav Yochanan, like Rish Lakish, what do we do? Rav Asi lo ol lebe medrash. Rav Asi, one time, he didn't go to the base of medrash. He wasn't there during the Torah year. Ashler of Zer Amalei found me sister my Omer Ha'idnam Vei Midrash. What do you say to any base Midrash? Amalei, Afan Olay, I didn't go either. If Avin Hudayel, if Avin did, if Omer Chavrusa Kula Kareb Yochanan. Everyone was masking to Rabbi Yochanan that the Tanakam, the Chachamim, will be masking to Rabbi Yehuda that only the father is able to take the Kiddushin of a Naira. Vitzavach Rish Lakish Ki Kruchya. And Rish Lakish's response at that, when everyone went with him, he responded, he screamed out, V'yotza v'hoysa, V'yotza v'hoysa, says Rashi, Kacha yitzoi, Kaksiv v'yotza v'hoysa, Havya ki yitzia, my gerishin bein hi bein avia, Havkidushin bein hi bein avia. He said, no, it could be both, V'leka da'ashkuk bein, but no one really paid attention to him. And we were late, so Rashi said back, Rabbi Avin bar Samachu, can we rely on Rav Avin? You're saying he's the one who told us to shear right now. Can we rely? I'm going to lay this back to him. Ein kamin yama in. Kamin yama letignihu. You can trust him. It's like taking the fish right out of the water and putting it directly into a pot. Rashi says, lo heisa lo shehus shechab in time. You didn't have any time to forget about it because yatsa in besa medjush. Amr li miyata told him immediately, kishula dag min a yam. That's already there in the fire. It's all ready to go. So yeah, we can trust this. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Ana Lo Rabbi Avin Ana Lo Rabbi Avin by Rabbi Chia. I didn't hear that it was him. Velo Rabbi Avin bar Kahana El Rabbi Avin Stam. All I heard was Rabbi Avin, straight up. L'mayin afkamina, who cares which Rabbi Avin was? Gemara l'mirma didei adidei. You got to know who you're dealing with in case there's going to be some future teachings and to know how to explain if he's arguing with what he said with himself or with somebody else. Bominei Ravam Erav Nachman comes in and asks the following kasha. Beep, turn the page.
Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Naira Mau Shetasa Shlech Lekabagita Miad Baila. This is getting wild over here. Can a Naira be a Shliach to accept a get from her husband? Can she set up a Shliach to receive it from her husband? Says Rashi, L'Rabbanu Da'amri, according to Rabbanu, say, Mikabela says Gita, that she's allowed to accept her get. Can she set up another shliach in order to accept the get for her while her husband, while her father is still alive? Thus is the shaila. Kiyad avia damya, is a naira considered like an extension of her father? Rashi says, Hadamin Rabbanan dihi atzma mekabelas mai svir lahu liyad avia midamula, she considered like her father? Or lechatzer avia midamula, she considered like the chatzer. Back in the Gemara, kiyad avia kechatzer avia damya, which one is she compared to? Kiyad avia damya, she's like her yad of her father. So ma avia mashvishatis, like her father can set up a shliach, afinami mashvishatis, so she can go and do it. Odelma kechatzer avia damya, she's like the chatzer of her father. And then va'ad damatia gita liyada lo migrisha, until you go and put in her hand, she's not going to be divorced. It's like a chatzer can't appoint a shliach, so too, she becomes like the chatzer. She can only accept it like through that. When we see mimisapagli the Rav Ha. Now hold on 1 second. Did he really think that maybe she could be like a chatzer? Says Rashi, Shehei al adam ben das toras chatzik shuner, when he's awake, is like a chatzer. V'amir Rava, we know that Rava himself says kasav get nosav yad avdo yoshin. If a husband writes a get and puts into his wrote a get for his wife and he puts it into the hand of her eved kinaani, and he's sleeping, Rashi says, "Dahavi lo chatzer mishtameres lo daita al yada." Then umishmarta, and the wife is there watching the thing. Arizi get actually does work. Nayer, but if he was awake when giving to him, ain't a get. It's not considered a get, and that's it's not over. So clearly it doesn't work. Rashi says, "Dahavi chatzer mishtameres lo daasa eved atzmo ve'ain a domel lo chatzer gemes considered a chatzer." The chi is Rabbi chatzera. You shouldn't stam a chatzer mishtameres al pi a bailam, because generally the chatzer is guarded by the bailam. She guards herself with pesach v'no. It's open. It opens and closes with a door, but not when the slave is awake. So what's really a question? Neir am I ain't get? Why is what's pshat that it's not considered get when the servant's awake? The havi lo chatzer mishtameres shelo l'daita, because it's a courtyard that's supervised not by her but rather by somebody else. Right, it's the slave is under his own jurisdiction. These are his own thought process. These are like the chatzer avia. I mean, when I say it's like the chatzer avia, this naira kimata gita liyada namelo tigaris, then it should be that it's not going to work. The havi le chatzer mishtamer shalolda savia. And we know the korn chum that it does work by giving it to her, so clearly isn't going to be through chatzer. It's Pasha that it's like the Yad of the father. And then V'Hachikam and Baile, and this is what actually was asking. Is she as strong as her father's hand that she can set up a Shliach also? Olo, is she only like extended like a hand and only in order to receive it but not to set up a Shliach? Amarle ain osa Shliach. She's not able to go and do a Shliach. She can only accept it. She doesn't have that strength. Ace of A, really, is that true, Rav Nachman? Ace of A, what in fact we have a Mishnah which is in Gittin, Kitana Sha'amar Eskabli Gita, if a Kitana, she's a Kitana, she's less than 12. She says to someone, accept my get for me, Eno get Ashegia get the other second set of get, until it gets to her hand, right? Until it gets to her hand. Rashi says, "Din shlichus gatan." Helkachem avia lo yehei shlucho shabal lo lacha v'itnenu lo zlunif shliach labal. Ha naira, was that implied that it was a naira? Then a taka would be a get because she has the ability of doing such things even before it gets to her hands. So now, this is the what's the question here? Kind of goes straight out against Rav Nachman, who said that a naira is not able to make a shliach in order to accept her divorce. No, we got a way out of that one. You know why? Hachamayin skin. What are we talking about? B'shein la'av, she doesn't have a father. But if the father Taka was over there, then the Tana would say that she's not able to make a shliach, so it's not against Rav Nachman. Ha! Affect the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Meet the Gitani Seifa. But we actually knocked that out for the fact that it says in the Seifa that Imam Ravi of her father's sister, Seifa Kibel Get Libiti, go and accept this get for my daughter, Imrotza Ba'al Lachsebo, then. The husband wants to retract on it. Loyach says not able to once it already happens because it's considered already divorced. That says the shaliach the kabbalah havia, the havyahu, mishabah get liado nisgarsha. I feel nisha forget me out if it gets burnt up immediately. Mechlal the reisha b'tayesh la avaskin. It must be that the reisha is talking about his where the father is in existence. What do you do? Says no. Kisuri mechsera v'hachi katani. We're missing something. This is what it means. Kitana shall miscover Ligita, the girl who's a kitana. She says, take my get for me. And who get, at she get liada, not a get until it gets to her hands. Ha naira, her is a get, implying that it was a naira. It would be a get. But meant of a room, what are we talking about? V'she'en la'av, which is my father. V'al yesh la'av, but she has a father. V'amar v'yat sevi kabal get the Ligita. V'asa v'alach, so lo yach is not able to go back anymore. But the point is that we could still say that our Mishnah, the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about two different cases. One's talking when there was a wasn't a father. That's Reisha and the Sefer talking when there was a father. So it's not a kashe. We were having a discussion thus far about a naira. Now we're going to go to the question of a ketana. It's machlokas by a naira. She accepts her own kedushin. What's it then? Now we see by a ketana, though, itmar. Ketana she inskatshul dasavia. A ketana goes little without her father's das. Rashi says, lo amar lo avia lekablam velo yoda. He had no idea. He didn't say do this. He didn't know about this. So a ketana, I call mother, everyone agrees. She ain't kedushia. Kedushin shlodaito. There's no kedushin with her saying that without his particular das being able to go and do it. So Shmuel says you need a get and you need me. And Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what's going on over here. A get, we know what a get is. Mian is when the father is no longer in the picture and the brother or a mother marries off the girl as a ketana, and then she doesn't want to be with the person anymore. She could just say, I don't want to be with anymore. So in this case, you see, I have to do both of them. Amar Karna. Karna says to Shmuel, Devarim Bego. This is what you're saying, it makes sense. Rashi says, Yesh Devarim B'toch Davarzeh, Klama Yesh Tshuva V'tema B'divri Shmuel. Im get lama mian. If you need a get, why do you need mian? Im mian lama get. Make up your mind. Mian is a derabanan. Get is a deraisis. So which one do you want? Armule. So they said back to him, ha mar ukva ubedina be kafri. Mar ukva and is based in kafri. Let's, Rashi explains, let's go visit because we can get an understanding what Shmuel means. Afchua shadua lakami derav. So they flipped Shmuel and Karna and they sent it to Rav. Amar Lahu, he said back to them, Halukim tzricha get tzricha mian. You need get and you need mian. V'chasle lazari da'aba bar abba d'nei ma'achi. And abba bar abba is avud Shmuel hava. And Shmuel shouldn't argue on that. The time of my, what's pshat that Taka needs both of these things? Need a get because maybe the father Taka wants a kedushin to go through, and then it's a full-fledged kedushin. Maybe the father didn't want this kedushin to go through. V'yomru, but what's going to happen? V'yomru, people, it's really not a good marriage if the father doesn't want it to happen, but people are going to say that ain kiddushin tosin ba'achosa. That the marriage of a katana must have worked and kiddushin can't work. Meaning when she goes and she does mian, she's allowed to go and marry. Take it one step back. Maybe the father didn't want this to work. And then what happens, it's really not a good marriage altogether. V'yomer, people are going to say, because they saw that she got a divorce, they're going to start to think, that the marriage of this ketana really worked, and therefore kedushin can't now take effect between this husband, who was her former husband, and her sister, even though we know that it can, right? That's why you make sure that you have to do mian, because then people are going to realize that the marriage in the first place wasn't really a good marriage. Rav Nachman qualifies the whole concept of needing mian and a get. Rav Nachman, v'hu sheshidchu, when is it true? Only if there was a shidduch. Rashi says, hadam ritzuch get kesheshidich ba. When there was a discussion, la'via called them kedushin, they spoke about this shidduch that it should go through. Dikolus fuke shemin israta. Then we have a suffix. Remember, he wants it. Kesheshamu, when he hears it, v'havad lekedushin l'afreya, then it's l'afreya to kedushin. But if not, then it was nothing, and you don't need anything. You don't need get, you don't need mian, it was nothing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. We're going to Be'ez Hashem next time, pick it up with a statement of Ula, who has a different opinion entirely of that. Was Rav and Shmuel saying they wanted to say that they need Mian and Get and Mian. And we're going to see that Ula disagrees with that. Until then, though, we're going to end it here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.